All right, we've been talking about this for some time here, as it has been suggested that Chicago police be removed from the Chicago public schools. Yesterday afternoon, a passionate, emotional, unusually so, I would say, Chicago school board meeting, where both sides actually talked about some of their personal experiences with police in the school. And ultimately, it was a 5-4 vote, I believe, to 4-3. I'm sorry, I had the numbers wrong. It's 4-3 vote. To keep Chicago police in the Chicago public schools. And one of the folks who's really against this, and again, maybe I should mention this too, it's far from over, because the contract with CPD comes up in August, so it's only a couple months away, and so the board's going to have to go back and consider it again. Will we renew the contract?
And there's the effort in the city council too.
Yeah, what's that one all about?
Well, that, remember, there was an ordinance brought up that they tabled, sort of sent it to the rules committee.
Right.
That would end the contract.
Right. That's right. So a couple of different efforts going on here. Alderman Andre Vasquez, 40th Ward, you're not in favor of keeping police in the schools. Alderman Vasquez, thanks for being on WGN.
Hi there, Anna. Thank you for having me on.
Okay, so what's your position here? I mean, why is it such a bad thing? Because when you hear from the mayor and you hear from the head of the schools, Janice Jackson, CEO of Chicago Public Schools, they say, you know what, let's let schools decide. Let's not ban them outright, blanket ban them. Let's say each school, local school council or principal, can decide if this is the right thing for our school. You don't like that?
Well, I think there's a different variety of lenses through which to view the issue from. One would be, clearly everybody wants our schools to be safe, right? And I think acknowledging that, which isn't really a contentious issue, is a good way to kind of start the framework. Now, looking at the fact that we already have police officers in the area, that there are commanders that can be in relationship with the principals at each school. If there are incidents, like, they can address those. I think the issue, and this is kind of what I mentioned at the Board of Education hearing, was if you really think about all of us and what it was like when we all went to school, we didn't have police officers like roaming the hallways. And for people of color, especially in the moment that we're in, where we've got, you know, social unrest, uprisings and protests that are continuing, specifically because of how law enforcement has treated people of color, it's not the most safe environment to then bring officers in to different communities. And so the way it was presented, I don't know that it's particularly accurate if we only have LSCs who were given the choice of either take it or leave it, as opposed to saying, hey, there's $33 million of funding. What could that go towards? And it is my belief that if you invest in counselors, nurses, social workers, things that teachers have been striking and advocating for decades now, that in effect would be more of a proactive public safety measure rather than a reactive one.
So the $33 million, if you just sort of reallocated it, I mean, that's a big number, but the overall budget for CPS is $8 billion. So it's a big number. I mean, it's a small number in when you look at the larger overall budget, right? And so I just wonder, is that $33 million truly able to just start getting dispensed elsewhere when you still have an issue of security? That has to be some sort of form, right? That takes some sort of form, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. And like, you know, even having security guards would be, you know, more favorable than having police officers in there who, you know, depending on circumstances, would look to arrest people. Like, I have our colleague Jeanette Taylor, who her own child who's in CPS, like, witnessed another kid, I think 5 to 8 years old, being let out of a classroom in handcuffs. So I think there's situations to be mindful of. And as it pertains to budget, which you're absolutely right, even plugging the hole in deficits might serve a better purpose than to keep expending it. And I think looking at the issue itself in that contract from both the city side and the CPS side, we've got our own budget issues in Chicago. We've got a shortfall of $700 million in this budget and a deficit of potentially north of $1 billion coming up. So the fact that we spend $1.5 billion on police and now we're trying to do more and add, you know, spend more on it.
Yeah, I know.
I just think it could be better allocated.
Alderman, for a second here, let's just stick to the schools, because you were talking about that $33 million. And I hear this over and over and over again. And I say, you know, that sounds like a big number, but relative to the overall school budget, it's really not. So I just wonder how many programs that funds when you still have to pay for the security guards you're talking about. It really isn't sort of a let's reallocate funds here. You still need a good portion of that, don't you, the $33 million in order to pay for some sort of security?
Well, I mean, that's not what that's for, right? That $33 million is specifically allocated for police officers in schools. So to your point, yeah, even if the funds could go there to security guards or other measures that would be public safety, that's still preferable to what's going to police officers, whether that's a small or large amount of the larger budget.
You did hear from, you're talking about communities of color and their experiences, and you heard from some on the school board tell their own personal stories, and some of them were stories just like you're talking about, that schools need to be places of nurture where you're not criminalizing kids and feel that they are criminals at such a young age, you know, taken away in a squad car or anything like that. You did see board members also who want to keep the police in the schools. Dwayne Truss, board member, he was very passionate about being a father of five, a community activist on the West Side, and he says that they create an environment of safety. One school board member said, recalled being beaten by gang members in a school basement and fearing that they're going to be harassed by rival gangs, both inside the school and out, and they wanted the police officers there. I mean, it feels as if, has this really been determined that the majority falls on your side, the side you're talking about?
I mean, yeah, because we're talking about a 4-3 decision, but when we're hearing overwhelmingly from parents and from students, that's what we're hearing. That's the reason why we are being this vocal. Now, if you're only listening to CPS, the administrators, and those members that are part of the LSC that are in support of it, yeah, you're going to get that being the other side as well. And, you know, I'll say in my personal experience, I went to five different public schools due to the effects of gentrification in the city. So yeah, I'm aware that not every school is the same and there are different environments. I've had, you know, interactions with gang members growing up as well. In many of those situations, it didn't feel like going to the police was going to be helpful. And I think that's really what the larger context is all about, is because the trust between law enforcement and the communities that it serves is not where it could be, as is made evident by the fact that our country was on fire a couple weeks ago. If we don't address that root cause, it makes everything else much harder to resolve.
Did you have a bad relationship with the police, or did you feel that they were a traumatizing force rather than a helpful force, or something that helped you feel more secure when you were in school?
Yeah, I've had both, right? So I've had incidents where I was profiled. I would get kicked out of Grant Park every week just for being a person of color, trying to congregate with like other young folks of color. But you know, I've also had experiences where I had great conversations. And in my role now, I talk to the commanders. I think they kept us safe during the riots here in the ward, but we also had real conversations about what justice means. And so it's easy, you know, for people on either side of the issue to paint it as, you know, black and white, for lack of a better term. But I think it does involve more nuance, and even a conversation about just building better relationship between, you know, school administration and the existing police department as it is would be an improvement that might be able to solve things without having to allocate more funds to it.
Mm-hmm. Let's listen into this. We've been playing this in the news throughout the day here, and I just want to hear your response to it. It's the CEO of Chicago Public Schools, Janice Jackson.
In the case where a local school council does not want a police presence in their schools, we will remove them. But similarly, in the case where an LSC decides that that is what's best for their school community, we will affirm that decision. And that's currently where the district stands on this.
Janice Jackson, you know, she's an educator. She's someone known to be very reasonable and care about kids. If she's feeling that some places do want them, do you hear that too?
Oh, absolutely. I just think that the premise is false. If you were to come up to a group and say, hey, we know your school doesn't get funding, we know you feel like you need more safety, your option is either you have police or not. Yeah, far more often than not, people are going to say, yeah, we'd rather take it than not have anything. Now, if the conversation is, hey, here's what the funding is for this program, you can either choose officers or you can choose those funds for different measures that you would like, I'm willing to bet that the answers would not be the same.
Well, respectfully, I don't think she's saying that. I think she knows there are other options, security guards and other things. And I think she's saying that she would like police for those schools that want the police, and that LSCs, which are made up, for most people who don't, if you don't know, local school councils are made up of members of the community. They're people very involved with the children and care about them. It's that they could make those decisions school by school.
But what I'm saying is that's not the decision that they're asked to make. They're asked to make, are you going to take cops or not? Would you rather use funds for other means of public safety? So if you're asking people a yes or no question and there are no other options for them, they are going to take the police. Now, if you were to say, we can take your share of the $33 million and put that towards a counselor, maybe more security guards or something else, you would get different answers. But that is not what the LSCs are being presented.
So, Alderman, were you surprised by how close it was? Did you think in this vote would have come out more to remove police? How did you feel about what happened? I know there are a lot of protests over this.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of, unfortunately, was not surprised that it would go the way it did. I was a little surprised by how close it was. But what really stood out to me is that all the women on the board voted one way and all the men voted another way. And
yeah,
so I think it says a lot.
What's
about...
What's that all about?
Well, I think it says a lot about toxic masculinity and the culture of thinking that safety means a badge and a gun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was. I thought that was yet another fascinating part of this whole thing, how it did come down to that. We just have a minute here, Zubin. I know you're a fellow Lane grad yourself,
yep.
Alderman.
Yeah.
The whole debate, you're hearing it. I saw you tweet about it, about the mascot, the Indian. They're looking at being removed. What do you think about that?
I think it's really amazing. Like, I don't, you know, I'm 40 years old. I went to Lane Tech, graduated in 97. So, you know, I knew in the history of Lane, like, it went from being an all-male school to, like, really moving forward with the times. And so to have them and the students really be the ones behind the impetus to move forward similarly and catch up with the times, I am moved by it, highly supported, and look forward to see how it develops.
What would be your suggestion for the new name? New mascot.
Oh, I'll leave that up to the kids. Bro, I'll leave that to the students there. Like,
probably
I know
best
better
left
than
to them.
Get in between that. Yeah.
Did you hear they're saying the Myrtle Turtles? Do you like that one? That's the suggestion that they had out there. I mean, I don't really like that one, but that's what they're saying. That's the first thing that came to mind. So I don't know.
I don't know that would be my first pick, but I did find it is amusing to kind of ponder that one.
It is kind of wild. If you're tasked with that idea of having to figure it out, it's like, okay, yeah. What do you pick? What do you pick? It's interesting times.
Yeah, it also wouldn't be the best for, like, the track team, but...
Right. Exactly. I didn't even think about that. We were saying the linebackers might not want to be called the Myrtle Turtles because it's not cool enough or, like, you know...
It's not like, yeah, that's right.
You know, like, big guy, kind of tough guy kind of stuff. But, it, you know, it's out there. It's one suggestion. Alderman, thanks for your time this afternoon. Appreciate you calling in.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Go Lane. Alderman Andre Vasquez talking about Chicago Public Schools and the police and whether or not they belong there. I just want to take a couple of your calls here before we... Turn over to some other stuff here that we do want to talk to. Dr. Steve is going to join us a little bit later, but let's hear from you. Candace, you have thoughts on this? Thanks for waiting on hold.
Yeah, as somebody who lived on the south side, 41st and Drexel, and I also lived south of University of Chicago for a while, nobody needs the police more than the south side and the west side, you know? And especially business owners and taxpayers depend on them, and there's no way that I would live in those neighborhoods and not have a resource officer at the school. There's no way. I wouldn't even take them to school. I would insist on homeschooling. There's no way. So that would be such a stupid decision. Stupid.
Candace, your kids, did your kids go to schools where there was a gang problem or was a violence problem?
No, I'm not even talking. I'm just saying in general, just the idea, even for the teachers, to take a resource officer out is just, I mean, see, this is the problem when you have these politicized people on these boards more worried about their reputation than they are about the kids and the teachers, particularly the subs, to not have an officer there. Is this, what for? I'm sorry. Imagine a gun does work most of the time, you know? So, and particularly in light of these new policies where you can't kick the bad seeds out of the classrooms, they have to stay in because they're worried, you know, they have, the, you know, the idea that, you know, suspending a kid who's violent will eventually lead him into jail, which I don't believe is true. So now you can't kick these kids out of school who are punching and fighting, kicking, doing whatever, you know, grabbing things as weapons. What are you going to do?
Yeah, if you're a teacher in that classroom, how do you handle that? And I suppose a security guard could help. That's what he was suggesting. Then doesn't that person get viewed the same way? I don't know. It seems to me as if schools can make these decisions.
A lot of regard about people. I mean, these are people who say they care so much about people, but they're different.
Oh.
The eye before the person.
Say that again, Candace. You dropped out there. You said it's something about before
the
person.
I'm out in the country. Sorry. I'm saying the ideology is not more important than people not actually getting hurt, is what I'm saying. So yeah. I think it's best to have security at all the schools.
Yeah, I wonder if there's been if there's been more of a poll and more of an understanding of how school teachers feel about this. I know Teachers' Union is very outspoken, but I would wonder if you took an anonymous poll of teachers and administrators and principals and students and parents and asked them, hey, how do you all feel about this? I just wonder where that would fall, because it has been politicized. There's no doubt about it. And there is truth to the things that they're talking about, that there have been issues with police and children. But I don't think you can point to just those and say that's immediately the right answer. Let's wipe them out and it's over. It just feels like we've got to this weird place. Thanks, Candace. Thanks for your thoughts. Cece, let's go to you. You're on WGN. You have thoughts about this issue of police in the Chicago public schools. I think we maybe lost Cece. That sounded like a call dropped maybe there. I don't know. Do we have Kate? I'm looking at Pete. He's saying, I'm trying to see. Do we have Kate or no? All right, I'm going to move on. We might have just lost a couple calls. We'll still hear from you. Text line or call us during the show. It's fine. We can circle back and talk about this. But I just want to get to this, too, first. Masks. By now, you've probably seen some of the videos of the non-mask-wearing people kind of walking into Walmart and getting, blocked, like Brian Urlacher style, from trying to get in. You've seen that one viral video. It's got, 4 or 5 million hits. And there's a lot of conversation about that. We promoted this, and I just want to mention it before we get to Dr. Steve, but it's about the Vegas casinos paying you $20 at the tables to gamble with a mask on. Caesars is doing it. And I wonder, isn't that an interesting thing that a business like that is actually paying you? We've got Cece back, so let's go back and hear from you. Your thoughts about Chicago police and Chicago public schools. Cece, go ahead. You're on WGN.
Hi, thanks for getting back with me. I am against taking out the police from the schools, because people that work in the schools know that there are so many issues in these schools, whether it's mental illness, kids with special needs, whether some of the schools are extremely violent. Who's going to protect the teachers and the other students? I mean, and then there's the other side of it, that what about the people we've had police officers in our school that have great relationships with the kids, and they can see another side to a police officer and learn that, you know, they can not have to be afraid of all police, mm-hmm. because there are good people out there that work in these schools.
It's interesting, because when I hear about, sometimes I hear police officers and superintendents talk about effective policing, they talk about people who are actually in that community sort of every day, get to know people, and they're at least try to develop a relationship. Now, there are cases certainly where that is strained, and we've seen them, and it doesn't always work. But the big criticism of police in this city also has been over the years, you can't have these strike teams, mobile strike teams, that just show up in an area, don't know the people, and decide to act, and that led to more violence. In schools, you often have consistency of a police officer there. And you hope that if that person is a negative influence on the school and isn't doing things right, you would hope that the educators and the principal and the people who care about the students in that school or the local school counselor would speak up and say, that's not the right officer for us. That is not the right one.
Exactly. Everyone has to work together on it. But I know that there is a lot of violence that happens that is not related to race or anything else in the schools. And to be honest with you, I just don't see we have wonderful social workers in our schools in many cases. And sometimes we have a nurse, but not all the time. So, I mean, a nurse should be in every school, but that's a whole nother subject. But the thing is that these people are not going to be, they're at some point, they can't deal with the physical violence or things that are going on, whether there's people throwing chairs, people, threatening people. I mean, yes, they can try to talk them down, but they're not really going to be able to. At some point, they have to walk out and somebody else has to come in that has a different set of training skills to work with the kids. And maybe it's restraint.
Yeah, I appreciate hearing from you, and thanks for calling in with your views on it. I want to try to get one more phone call in here before we get to Dr. Steve, and it's Tom. Go ahead, Tom. You're on WGN. Do you work in a school right now? Is that what I'm hearing?
I do not actually currently work in a school, but I'm a clinical social worker, so I am in strong agreement with the alderman who was speaking previously that there needs to be better allocation in dividing where the resources go. And my father was a Chicago police officer for 25 years, so I understand the importance of that occupation, and I by no means diminish the importance there, but I do think that there's too few minds that think in different ways within a school, and sometimes they don't all come together, and that is the role of a social worker. So sometimes when people hear the word social worker, their immediate thought is, taking a child out of a home, the ATF, and that kind of thing. And the matter is that there are actually more roles for social workers, school psychologists to be playing, and police officers in many ways should be a last resort option, in my opinion. We should be kind of doing, taking measures to address situations, and at this time more than ever, be an example to people and show that there's other ways to solve a problem than to take a child or somebody out in handcuffs and make fear be, you know, the go-to.
Yeah, I hear you, and I feel as if there have got to be, you know, ways to intervene before kids get to a point where they are violent, and that we've got, those are solutions. This is a moment in time that we've got to figure those out. There's no question. I just wonder when someone does escalate and they're in a school and they have a weapon, or they approach someone, start fighting with someone, start using physical, you know, sort of physically going after someone. It doesn't. Right. Don't you think there has to be someone other than a social worker there to manage that?
Absolutely, absolutely. Everyone needs to start getting into that mentality of thinking instead of in extremes. Thinking, that things are not that way. We live in a very diverse world where things are on a spectrum. So let's start acting and behaving as though things are on a continuum and spectrum instead of seeing it as either happy all this way or that way.
Yeah, I think that's what the alderman pointed out very well. I thought he just mentioned that, you know, it's if you get a choice of this and this, well, you're going to choose one that you like, but there's other stuff in between that we should be considering. I understand that. I hear that. Would you be a social worker in a school? Is that a place you would work? Do you feel that...
It would absolutely be a challenge, but I would, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you for your thoughts, Tom. Thanks for calling in. It was good to hear from someone with your experience on that.